In order to improve the lives of Afghan farm families, the Agribusiness Development Team is searching for high-value products for farmers to raise. To research opportunities, Colonel Brian Copes leads his team into the heart of the dangerous host city market, site of many recent attacks. Because of the threat, the ADT security squad tells the ag experts they only have 7 minutes to do their market research. A siren will sound to signal the team back to the armored vehicles.
Oh no, the walnut.
That one?
Matak?
Matak.
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 It's 150.
How much for the shelled walnut?
This is 150, this is 500.
500?
Yeah.
Will he sell me half a kilo?
Yeah, I think
Colonel Cope says finding high-value products for poor Afghan farmers is vital to Afghanistan's counterinsurgency strategy. With 70% of Afghans working as farmers, the country's government needs to revive its agricultural capacity to regain the trust of the rural population. Cope says the ADT is part of that fight.
In the very broadest sense, we're involved in a counterinsurgency to try to separate the enemy, the anti-Afghan forces, from the Afghan population, to transform the environment so that the Afghan people have a different quality of life, a better quality of life, where they live in a safe and secure environment, they're able to benefit from the fruits of their labor, and hope that their kids do better than they do.
The agribusiness experts have identified walnuts and pine nuts and honey as potential money-making crops. Out in the province, Captain Brian Pyle questions a tribal beekeeper who has more than 200 hives.
The entire hive, does he ever sell one or two or three?
They sell it.
How much do you normally sell them for?
However, the ADT must also determine if encouraging beekeeping will destabilize tribal relations, as certain tribes monopolize the bee trade. The ADT is also committed to long-term agricultural training. Colonel Cope says he pushes the importance of education in conversations with tribal leaders.
What I say is knowledge is something that the Taliban cannot take away and will last long after the coalition forces have gone home and our money has run out. Knowledge is something that the Taliban cannot blow up or burn down, and they get that. Every time I've thrown that out there, they get that. They understand it.
To improve agricultural education, the Agribusiness Development Team is partnering with the host provincial government. Part of the initiative includes the support of agricultural extension agents who will bring modern farming techniques into the villages. The ADT is also forging a relationship with Sheikh Zayed University in Host City with support for a model farm and agricultural education. Major Ronald Crane says there's also a program helping the school's journalism department beam radio programs on farming to the rural areas.
We're going to help send a message to the people of the host province that the agricultural leadership of the government here in the province is here for them. And, you know, we want to tie the people and the community to their government.
But insurgents find other ways of disrupting the partnership. The school's chancellor, Dr. Gul Hassan Walazai, says a recent Taliban threat caused him to cancel an ADT mission on campus. Instead, the meeting is at the fortified forward operating base Salerno. But in spite of the Taliban threats, it's clear the chancellor wants to continue the relationship and even expand it. Next week, a focus on the ADT Force Protection and Security Team. For WFIU News, I'm Douglas Wissing in Host Province, Afghanistan.